This is Susan Robb for Teachers for a New Era.
I'm talking with Patricia Fry, who is an illustrator, an author, and also a very talented pop-up artist. And we're looking at a copy of her book that's coming out from HarperCollins, a very beautiful nutcracker. And Patricia, thank you for talking with me. And I wondered, could you start and just read a little bit from the book, and then we can talk about it some.
Sure. During the royal banquet, Clara is treated to scrumptious sweets and exotic dances from foreign lands. "Your friends remind me of the pretty ornaments nestled in the Christmas tree," observes Clara. "But they are more glorious in Toyland," says the Nutcracker, "for they are real." The Nutcracker and Clara join the flower fairies as they dance across the ballroom together. "I wish I could live in Toyland forever," thinks Clara, as she closes her eyes and the room begins to spin. Clara opens her eyes as the morning sun peeks through her bedroom window. "What a glorious evening," thinks Clara. "No one will believe what happened." Clara lifts up her little nutcracker and sings, "I think you are the most wonderful nutcracker, and I will always love you." A sparkle gleams from the nutcracker's eyes.
Thank you. And the book, tell me if you could, this is a tough one, but tell me if you could how you would describe the pop-up elements of the book.
It's a three-dimensional book, and you view the book as it's open. It rises up from the pages, very intricate with multiple layers, a lot of what I would call, I call tabs and slots, and so there's some intricacies, and I try to have the, like for example, the Nutcracker be three-dimensional, not just one piece of paper rising up, but you can view him from all sides. You can see the back of him. You can also grab the handle of the Nutcracker and move it up and down, and his mouth moves. So I try to make it very interactive for the viewer.
Now, where did you first get your start with pop-ups?
Well, I began first, pop-up was a hobby of mine, and I loved to do it for my family. I would create pop-up cards for my siblings for their birthday, and then and I started doing this when I was in college. And then as they grew up and married, I created pop-up cards for their wedding day. As a celebration, and then when I would get new nieces and nephews, they'd get a pop-up card to put away as a memento for later when they grew up. And I just decided that rather than keeping it as a hobby, I thought I'd share it with more people, and so I really wanted to develop into a professional pop-up artist. And so I looked for a means of doing that and started studying other pop-up artists and their work, and I worked with Robert Sabuda as a designer, and also with Matthew Reinhart. I kind of tracked them down, and I was living in New York City at the time, and I showed them some of my work, and they decided to hire me. So that's where my professional career started. And then after I worked for them for about a year or so, I decided that I wanted to do my own. Well, that was always my dream, to do my own books. So a few years later, I now have the Nutcracker.
And doing your own book, was it different than what you anticipated it might be like to do it?
I partially knew the process. I had experienced it in part while I was working with Robert Sabuda, but I didn't anticipate the time it would take, and also the illustration was a new component for me, and it's been an adventure learning all to create not only the pop-ups but also the story and also the illustrations and have them all work together and strengthen one another. So it's a little bit different than I expected.
And what about your illustration background and training, or how did you come to the style of illustration that you have?
Well, as a child, I always loved to draw, and I thought that art was for other people, for the son or daughter of the art teacher. I thought that they would be the ones who would be the next artists. And so I kind of set art aside for a while and pursued education, and the art kind of was always in the back of my mind. I always enjoyed painting. And when I decided that I wanted to do my own pop-up book, I had already been taking some art classes from the School of Visual Arts and from Cooper Union, which is also in New York City, developing my skills. And I also took some courses in making books. I think that it was very important to know how to bind my own book, so I learned how to bind books from the Center of Book Arts. So a lot of things, it's been a mixture of classes and seeking out experts in the area. For the Nutcracker, for example, I decided that I wanted to use marbleized paper, and I knew that I couldn't just buy marbleized paper and use it, that I needed to know how to do it myself. So I decided that I'd go and find, like I did for pop-up, find the experts and learn from them. So I had been visiting Florence, Italy, and went into a shop that was owned by the family, the Giannini family, and I found out that I found a man named Enrico Giannini, and he's a fifth generation marbleizer. His family's been doing it forever. And I asked him to teach me. And so I learned how to make marbleized paper and came home and made my own.
Now, what about the binding? You talked, touched on that. Why was it important to you to learn to bind your own? I don't think I've ever had anybody say to me that they've particularly gone out and learned that. It's interesting.
Because it's a pop-up book, and I'm building pages, and I think I have to take each of those pages and put them together. And to me, a book is not complete without the board around it. And to me, I want it to create a full book that, you know, I could say I made this book. And I want it to understand how to make it. I want it to have the measurements just so the book would fit together properly. To me, pop-up paper engineering is a book form that fits in with making books. It's a handmade book, so from cover to cover, I know the entire process.
Now, in picking the Nutcracker and writing for children in general, what are some of the things that you think about in terms of taking a story? Obviously, there's a very long story for the Nutcracker, been told a lot of different times. What did you want to do with this telling?
I wanted to tell the story from Clara's point of view. As you look at the cover, it's Clara holding the Nutcracker, and it's her reflection in an ornament. And it's as if the viewer themselves is experiencing the story from Clara's point of view. And I thought about my audience, and I know that growing up, I enjoyed going to the Nutcracker and seeing the ballet, and so I can understand that other young girls can enjoy the Nutcracker, and they want to be Clara sometimes. So I wanted to focus on that, and the story starts with Clara, and it ends with Clara as well, with her Nutcracker, who's her friend. The story is shorter and brief to work with the younger reader. I wanted the child to be able to read the story on their own, so the words are simple and focuses on just the main plot of the story in part.
And when you picture a story, how do you look at it? Do you think art first?
I think pop-up first. I do sketch an illustration. So there is an element of the art. I see it, you know, as I sketch it, I see it as flat, but also three-dimensional. It can't be entirely, because it's a pop-up book, it needs to have, I have to think in the, how can I take that flat image that I just drew and turn it into three dimensions. And sometimes it's much later that a flat image will be given more dimension as I see how it lends itself to three dimensions. And other times the pop-up is the first thing to come. For one of the spreads, the palace spread in the middle of the book, I did draw it, but I saw it in a three dimensions, and it came together first as the pop-up, and then I added the details, such as like the candy, the gumdrops, the oranges, the stars. All the little details came afterwards.
And you've talked about your work as being very detailed. Do you work a lot in color first, or do you do line drawings? And do you, in doing the illustration, do you have to edit out details as well?
I definitely work a lot in detail, and I have had to take some of the detail out to make it smoother. For example, I might add a lot of detail to a face. I want to show the expression, but then I find out that the face is only, you know, 1 inch high. And so I shouldn't be adding too much detail to that type of image, but I like the detail where it adds some sort of, like I love the glittery gumdrops or the stars on the top of the palace. I think that adds to it. Also,
we were talking a little just about details of when you have to take out of details, but also when you're doing something like this, how much does the pop-up inform the reader so that it changes what as an illustrator you might need to do?
How does the pop-up change the illustration? Well, I have to illustrate the front and the back, and I want the book to be able to be viewed from all angles. So you can turn the book backwards and you can look into the palace and you can see what might happen in a few minutes as all the guests and people enter the palace. It's going to be filled with lively dances and things. So it leads you to the next page to say, okay, now let's go into the banquet and see what's happening.
And looking forward, what are some of the kinds of things that you think you'd like to have a chance to do, either in writing or in illustrating or in pop-up?
Well, I love children's literature. I love the art of the book, and I love the text. And I think that they work really well together, and it's important to tell a rich story. I love to read picture books. I love chapter books, and I want to try my hand at those also. I think that as I work on books, things will, as I get more experience and as my life circumstances change, my styles and my focus will change. So I do want to have a chance to do more pop-up books as well as some picture books that will tell some stories that children can enjoy from another point of view. Not all pop-up books can be used. You can't tell all stories through pop-up books, so I enjoy the story as well.
So we'll look for this in the fall. And again, it's The Nutcracker from HarperCollins and by Patricia Fry. Thanks very much for talking with me.
Thank you. I enjoyed the interview.